Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on trust is Lessons from Three Jewish Lads, part 3. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Daniel, chapter 3 and verse 17. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. Today's episode was supposed to be centered around a different character in the Bible, but I felt the need to go back and read this story of the three Jewish lads again. And while I was doing so, verse 17 jumped out at me again. Listen to that verse one more time. Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. It was a statement of fact. They knew the God they were talking about. There was no doubt whatsoever in their minds about the ability of this God. To someone listening to me this morning, you may have to stop your prayers and go first to acquaint yourself with this God whom you claim to trust. Someone is praying for healing, yet secretly thinks that there are conditions that God cannot heal. How can you put your trust in a God who has limited powers? The trust of these three guys was hinged on a solid, unshakable knowledge of the omnipotence of the Almighty. We know this God we serve. He is able to deliver us out of your hands. They knew so they could trust. My question to you this morning is, what do you know? If your knowledge of God is skewed, please stop wasting your time in the place of prayer. Tackle the accuracy of your knowledge first. Real trust knows the full capabilities of the one who is being relied on. God can heal every disease, terminal or not. God can turn any situation around, no matter how bad things have gone. The God I serve is the God of all possibilities. If this fact is not rooted in your spirit, you will be unable to trust the way you should. These three lads knew their God. No wonder the Bible in Daniel 11:32 says, "Those who know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits." If you are struggling with trust this morning, perhaps you should go back and firm up on your knowledge of the one in whom you are trusting. To trust God effectively, you must know him. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.